USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is getting blasted from his own party after his trip to Saudi Arabia.
A leader of that country who was involved in the murder of a Washington Post journalist. I don't think that type of government should be rewarded with a visit by the president.
Senator Bernie Sanders appearing on ABC's This Week, the Vermont Independent voicing his opposition to the president's visit to the Middle East, the Saudi crown prince telling Biden he would not be increasing oil production in his country. A new report says there were multiple failures in the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The report shows nearly 400 officers at the shooting failed to prioritize saving lives and let inexperienced school district police lead the response. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
An investigation is underway after three people were killed in a shooting at an Indianapolis area mall. The suspected gunman is among the dead, shot by an armed citizen at the mall. It's believed he acted alone and there was no further threat to the public. No word yet on a motive. The United States is facing record-high inflation. That being said, many families are struggling to put food on the table. Appearing on Fox and Friends is Eric Cooper, president and CEO of Feeding America San Antonio.
We feed about 90,000 people a week, and that need has gone up to now 100,000 people a week.
Feeding America says that 53 million people have received assistance from food banks and pantries since 2021. Since then, 80% of food banks surveyed report an increase in demand for 2022. President Biden is back at the White House after his first trip as president to the Middle East. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the roll and go, go anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Some of the museums and schools that have received around $15 million in grants from the American Rescue Plan to use part of that money for social justice programming. Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss tells Fox and Friends First why he believes this administration is using taxpayer dollars to push their agenda.
These funds were intended to help recover from COVID, and yet they are being used for woke agenda. And to push that agenda on as young as third graders. I mean, this is absolutely wrong.
An opera singer is taking a stand in Italy.
American soprano singer Angel Blue says she won't perform in an opera in Italy this month because blackface was used in the staging of a different work this summer on the same stage. She posted the note on her Instagram page. Blue blasted the use of, quote, archaic theatrical practices as offensive, humiliating, and outright racist. The theater said it was hoping that Blue, who is black, would accept an invitation to meet with officials in a dialogue over the issue, adding it had no reason nor intent whatsoever to offend and disturb anyone's sensibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.